Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. It is good to be in House of the Lord Fellowship Church with our family. I know everybody's names. Now, make sure you definitely grab one, your church family directory. Very, very nice. Thank you to the Sanders and office staff and whomever else to be thanked for putting this together and having the idea and doing this. This is really, really good. So I appreciate it. Today is the World Communion Day. World Communion Day. How did I know that? Pastor Jim let me know ahead of time. Wouldn't have known it any other way, but apparently the first Sunday of October every year is World Communion Day. Started back in the 30s as a way for different denominations and so forth to partake of communion together. Actually started in what I believe the Presbyterian Church. So that's why we switched up things today. So thank you for those who helped in getting prepared. Pastor had shared to the ministers, hey, whoever's ministering Sunday, just so you know, it's World Communion Day. You might want to share something about it. I remember growing up in grade school when the teacher said you might want to, with a project or an assignment, they were telling you, how do you get an A in the class? So I wanted to mention it, and of course we're going to celebrate and honor that, and today's message actually is in light of that. So if you will, let's start in, I believe, Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Let's go back to verse 14 so you get the context. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the congregation were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for a deeper revelation of our Redeemer and the price that was paid on our behalf, Father. Thank you that through this message, Father, through your Spirit, you will illuminate why you did these things on our behalf, Father. We will understand and come to know the benefits of the covenant that we have with you, the benefits of your anointing, Father. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is the revelator, who leads and guides us into all truth, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your word. Thank you for your illumination, Father. Hallelujah. That is not our text. That's the intro to our text. There's throughout the teaching in the synagogue, they would go through Old Covenant at different times in Scripture. So they would read through and then, I guess, teach on it or minister on it, whatever they did. But there was always this place in Scripture where they would get to and read it. And it just so happened that our Redeemer, on the day that they were covering, this comes from Isaiah chapter 61, he got to read it. And he gets up in synagogue, and of course, Scripture says it was his custom to go to the synagogue and participate. Jesus himself said, I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. So he comes to fulfill his role, his place. And I know we have approached this passage many, many times and received it on our behalf as far as what the Lord has done for us. You know, the impact that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him as well as upon us. The fact that he's anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed us to preach or proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and then to set free those who are oppressed to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And before, well, after he sits down and everybody's, you know, they focus on him because apparently he's sharing this with such authority, and he tells them that today this has been fulfilled. Today this has been fulfilled. And what's interesting in most of the church, we, you know, focus on that. I want to take you beyond that, because when he said it is fulfilled, there's more after it. There's a purpose for Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, and that purpose comes in verses 4 through 11. So we're going to go look at Isaiah chapter 61, and that's where we'll spend most of our time today, looking at it and pulling out the scriptures in New Covenant that relate to this particular passage. So Isaiah chapter 61, you'll recognize the first three verses. Now, keep in mind, these were well-taught people, just like House of the Lord were well-taught people. They knew the covenant. They knew Isaiah chapter 61 because it was read, you know, on a yearly basis, annual basis. They've studied it. So I submit to you,